This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The latest survey from the University of Houston Hobby School of Public Affairs shows that former Houston Mayor Anise Parker leads the field in the 2026 Democratic primary for Harris County Judge. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The favorable rating from voters comes more than a month after Parker announced her bid in the 2026 election. Other candidates for the position, including incumbent Judge Lena Hidalgo and Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer, each received a 2% net favorability for the position. According to the survey, Hidalgo overall received the lowest net approval rating based on job performance of any elected Harris County official, including all county commissioners, District Attorney Sean Teer, and County Attorney Christian Menefee. Hidalgo still has not announced whether she intends to seek re-election. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, who has continuously ranked favorably with survey respondents over the years, topped the ranks again. 55% of registered voters approve of Gonzalez's performance in office. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And congressional redistricting is one of Governor Greg Abbott's top agenda items for the ongoing special legislative session. Democratic Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia says the effort to redraw maps is an example of misplaced priorities.
But instead of being focused on flooding and saving children and putting people over politics, no. He takes a call from Donald Trump, who I call the felon in the White House. He takes a call from Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I want five more Republican districts coming out of Houston.
The redistricting committee will hold a public hearing in our city Saturday morning. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.
And you're listening to Houston Public Media on Morning Edition. I'm Michael Haggerty. As you've been hearing us say, federal funding for public media, including Houston Public Media, has unfortunately been cut. And for us, that means $2.2 million lost, or 10% every year. And that is why we created Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund. And this new initiative helps protect fact-based journalism and trusted programming that you rely on every single day, even as federal support goes away. And when you give to the Resiliency Fund, you're helping us continue to serve this community with local reporting, national coverage from NPR, and more than 15 hours of Houston-produced programming each week. Make your gift now at HoustonPublicMedia.org. And I'm here with our new news director, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. That's right, Michael. This is an emergency fundraiser. We're trying to bridge the gap left by the $2.2 million annually that we have lost in federal funds. Your gift right now has never been more important. This federal funding loss affects how we bring you programs and services you count on, including more than 15 hours of Houston-based content every single week. The Resiliency Fund is how we protect our mission and keep trusted NPR and local programs strong and available to all. Support this